The word today is tree. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. For Christians, every Sunday is Christmas as we remember why Jesus came to this earth. His birth, suffering, and death were for our eternal salvation. Christmas trees and their symbolism were introduced to churches in the early 1800s. Here to explain more about this history and tradition is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Tree.
The average Christian tries to keep Christmas a theme in their life almost every day throughout the year, and so it doesn't matter what time of year you're listening to my voice right now as you hear this broadcast, because I want to talk about Christmas, and I want to talk about Christmas trees. You know, the tree was a symbol. Actually, it went back in pagan history to some pagan traditions, but I want to think about the way the Christian church has adopted Christmas trees. Actually, the tree is always a symbol because you can look at trees, especially evergreen trees, the trees that stay green all year long, and think about the many spiritual blessings that God gives us. You know, it's fantastic the way these trees can go all year long and never seem to die, or they don't lose their branches or anything. And so it's kind of an everlasting symbol, the evergreen tree. But Martin Luther was the first one who lighted the Christmas tree. Actually, he used candles, and of course, we don't want to recommend that because, boy, that's a serious hazard because evergreens just burn just like gasoline almost. And so what he was trying to symbolize was by putting lights on the tree that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and that is a beautiful, beautiful symbol, but a very dangerous one, unless you're just using some little tiny bulbs. And it was a Pastor Schwann. His name was Henry Schwann. He was a Lutheran pastor in Cleveland, Ohio. And that was in the early 1800s, and he was the guy that here in America, at least, introduced the Christmas tree to the churches. And so it has been a symbol for quite some time, hundreds of years. And in our chancel this past Christmas, we had two trees. We had the tree of sin and the tree of salvation. And, of course, both these trees are obviously extremely different from one another, and so the contrast was immediately apparent. On the tree on the left, which was the tree of sin, we had a dead tree. In order to make it dead, we actually burned it. It was a burned-out tree with all the limbs burned off and all the needles burned off, and it was charred from, of course, the fire. And, of course, there were no lights on it at all. It was a dead tree. In other words, it symbolized sin pretty accurately. Dead, dead. And on this tree were hanging 33 little apples to symbolize the 33 years that our Lord lived here on earth. He came to this earth because of sin. You remember, God had a plan from the very beginning, even before he created the world. He knew he was going to save the world, and he knew he was going to have to send a Savior. And so he decided to send his Son. You see, his Son was the only possibility of having a perfect human being, because all the other human beings were sinners, because we are born into sin. Once Adam and Eve had fallen into sin, there was no hope for man because he was automatically a sinner and under the power of Satan. And so this condition had to be remedied, and the only hope would be if there could be a perfect man. And that had to be Jesus Christ. And he was born of the Virgin Mary, and it was a birth that was brought about by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary. Therefore, there was no human intervention there, and therefore no sin. No sin to continue in the human nature. It was the human nature of Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ was perfect man without sin. And therefore, his obedience in our place, his obedience for us, earned for us the forgiveness of sins. He didn't need any forgiveness for himself. He was God. He was a perfect human being. He had no sin. Therefore, he gave to us the forgiveness that he earned on the cross. And so these 33 apples on the tree remind us of the 33 years that he spent here on earth because of sin, because he was preparing himself to suffer and die on the cross. The entire crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead in those 33 years are represented by these 33 apples on the tree. Now, the tree itself, as I mentioned, you know, the tree was involved in the sin of Adam and Eve. It was a tree that God had told them not to eat from, and that was their violation. Eve first, and then she tempted Adam, and Adam fell also, and they ate from the fruit of that tree that they had been told not to eat from, and sin became a part and essence of their lives, and therefore a part of every human being born after that, because sinful human beings can only have sinful children. Now, on this tree on the left, the tree of sin, there is a green streamer winding all around the tree, all the way down, and this symbolizes Satan. It was Satan. You know, the angel that was kicked out of heaven because of his rebellion against God, and he took quite a few angels with him that followed him. You know, he wanted to be more than what God had made him. He wanted to be God himself, and so he wasn't satisfied, and so he rebelled against God. And the only choice then was to kick him out of heaven. And so from then on, Satan and all of his angels that followed him, the evil angels, and there are millions, no doubt, of them. You know, the angels are so plentiful, and the good angels that are still with God in heaven are also the guardians over us. So there are two types of angels, the evil angels that serve Satan and the good angels, the holy angels that serve God and are caretakers for us, working at God's side to care for us and protect us. So that would make a good topic for one of these devotions someday, just to talk about angels and the difference between the evil and the good angels and how they are not human beings. The angels are not those that have died ahead of us, for instance. Those are not angels. Angels have been created by God. We are not told what day in the creation account that God made the angels, but it was within those 6 days before that seventh day when he rested. I'm probably getting off the track here talking about angels now, but the fallen angel Satan, Lucifer, was his original name. Son of Light, he was a very powerful angel. We can tell that, and now he uses that power against God as he tries to undermine the followers of God and lead them away from God. It's just a terrible thing to get involved with Satan. Sin can be overwhelming, and so this streamer coming down and winding its way down this dead tree reminds us of Satan and how Satan tries to get us away from God. At the bottom of this tree is a scarlet cloth, a very red cloth, spread out on the floor under the tree. It reminds us of the Isaiah passage, Isaiah 1, verse 18, though your sins be as scarlet. In other words, that red reminding us again that sin can transform us and change us from what God wants us to be. Now, there's a beautiful ending to that verse, and that comes in the tree of salvation, which is on the right side of the chancel, and that tree is totally different. It is brilliant. It is beautiful. It is lighted with 33 bright lights to remind us again of the 33 years of Jesus living here on this earth, that he suffered and died in our place. And he is the light of the world. He is the way in which we can have the certainty of salvation and forgiveness. So the 33 bright lights there represent again his life here on earth. And on the top of the tree is a 5-pointed star referring to Jesus Christ, his head, his arms, and his feet. That's the five stars of Bethlehem at the top of the tree. And on this tree also, there are decorated 33 red balls. This is beautiful, with the lights shining. These red balls glisten off of there, and this again reminds us of the blood of Jesus Christ and the 33 years that he was here in our place, paying for our sins as he suffered and died in our place. Once again, it's a tree, this time a full tree. Beautiful green tree, living tree, with the pine needles. It is just fantastic. And then a red streamer comes down from the middle of the tree. This red streamer reminds us of the blood of Jesus Christ. It was his blood that he shed. And three white streamers symbolizing the threefold office of Jesus. You remember that Jesus was our prophet, our priest, and our king. He was our prophet because he told the will of his Father. He preached about his Father. He was our priest because he sacrificed himself. He was the sacrifice. And he was our king because he rules over all things. And at the bottom of this tree is a beautiful white cloth. And this reminds us of the fact that that passage in Isaiah, the first chapter, verse 18, says that though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, talking about the forgiveness and the washing away of our sins, that through Jesus Christ, the blood that he shed in our place, we have the certainty that we've been cleansed. We are whiter than snow. We have been freed from all of our sins and all of our guilt. This is why Jesus Christ came. This is why he is the only Savior of the world, because he takes sin away. And now our relationship with God is restored, and we once again have a happy future, because through our forgiveness we have the certainty of life eternal. These Christmas trees are a beautiful symbol.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled The Birth of Christ. It gives the gospel message in its simplest form. A baby was born in Bethlehem, and nothing has been the same since. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.